Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Down the block, Andrew John. Inside for Elba. Elba will score. Elba will score. Newcastle has won.
Now, Roosters Panthers, first half or at least the first 20-30, I'm going, look, Roosters are in this. They're in this. And I thought a really, really key takeaway from this game was the Panthers had three more errors than the Roosters, I think, in the first half. And the Panthers had three more tries. I think this was in the first half. I've got it in my notes here if I can find it. But, yeah, okay, halftime. Roosters, three more errors. Than the Panthers, and the Panthers have three more tries. And I thought that's such a good statistical indication of the difference between the sides, because the Penrith Panthers, you give them any sniff, they will score points. They will score points. So although it was quite a dominant win in the end, Roosters fans, like, I wouldn't be that disheartened. I really wouldn't be. I know it's a 32-12 loss, and they ended up running away with it. But I think we can all agree now, it's become pretty apparent that the Roosters are kind of in a rebuildish phase. Not a rebuild like the normal sense. They're still in the top, you know, six or whatever. But a mini kind of just finding their new direction after losing the Morris brothers, Cordner, friend, Orbison. I think they're just trying to find their identity again. What do you think about this game?
Yeah, Penrith are just, like, they're a good side.
Fucking hell.
I think you just have to accept that. When you're looking at this, so I mean, I think it was it nil all after 30 minutes?
Yeah.
Nil all after 30. They won 32-12. Crazy. So in the last 50 minutes.
Crazy.
Like, they're just a good fucking football team. Yeah. And you look, like, it's not like the Roosters were on zero because they were struggling to score points. They'll put in themselves in positions.
Yeah.
Against most teams, I think Swali scores two or three tries.
Yeah.
But their defense was just incredible. We spoke about it before when you talk about their scramble. There's just numbers everywhere. It's like they've got three fullbacks that just float along the back of the line. It's crazy. On Suwali too, that shot that he put on kick out. Fuck, what a cracker. How good.
Mate, Suwali, his potential is absolutely... He's the closest I've seen to Israel Folau since Israel Folau. You know, he has leaps and bounds improved every single week. He's not even... He's 18. He's 18. Yeah. And he's doing that to Viliami Kikau. So think of the natural body strength that you have to have at 18. Imagine when he's 22, 23. Far out. Incredible. And he's hot as fuck.
I love the grin that Kikau had on his face after. You could just tell that he was like, fuck, this kid. I don't even feel bad about that. This kid's just genuinely a weapon.
An absolute weapon of a player. What do you think about the Roosters?
Yeah. Trent Robinson summed it up after the game. He said, Penrith are a better football team than us at the moment. And you look at every time Penrith beats someone each and every week, we sit on here and you sort of look at the scoreline and naturally lean towards criticising them. But sometimes you've got to go, as you said, 30 minutes they went nil all with the best team in the comp by a lengthy margin. Penrith, who are just relentless and grind teams down, grind them down, will often get away from them late in the game. The Roosters scored their two tries from 60 minutes onwards. That is such a massive, massive sign of, like, you know, the Roosters were, I don't want to say in that game, but they were competitive, which is something that most teams aren't against Penrith. So I think the Roosters would have taken a lot out of that. They would have, I don't think it was a reality check because I don't think they thought they were a better team than Penrith coming into the game. But and then you look over at Penrith and it's like an old storyline, but it just blows my mind, their production line each week. Looking at Talion May coming in for running for over 200 metres just about every game this year.
Yeah.
And you're like, you know, Toto gets injured, May comes in and does that. How do you stop these blokes?
Mm. I mean, it's the Penrith is a really interesting thing because I honestly believe, outside of maybe the Broncos' younger forward pack, athletically they just seem more, they seem faster, they seem stronger, and they seem fitter. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I wonder whether Roosters trying to come to grips with that newer, faster style of forward, I think. Mm. And I could be wrong, but I do think that the Roosters' current pack is very suited to, you know, pre-2020 footy. And I think Robinson's trying to, like, mould his way into that new style of... Because I just think, like, when you look at that Penrith forward, like, I'm trying to compare them to any other forward pack. Can you guys name a forward pack that comes even close to them when it comes to speed, explosiveness and size?
No. I'll tell you what always catches my attention, and it's sometimes it's on their social media. When you see those Panthers boys playing basketball during the week...
So athletic.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's
like,
crazy.
Their forwards are doing stuff that... You know, like, and you see it, like, I'm sure a vast majority of teams would play basketball during the week or whatever, but, and I know nothing about basketball, but I look at their front rowers and the shit that they're able to do, their ball movement and the stuff that, whether they jump, it's unbelievable.
Athletically, that's what I mean. I just think, like, whatever decision they've made of, like, we're going to take footy players and make them athletic, or we're going to take athletes and make them footy players, I don't know, but they just seem athletically to be a step above.
Yeah. And they, like, I look at their gym too. That you can see on social media, they've put a basketball court smack in the middle of their fucking gym.
Yeah,
like I look at the, like I know Brisbane the Dragons, like they've got a hoop out the in the car park or whatever. Panthers have literally brought into it. Like you see them in their downtime.
Yeah, just playing hoops.
Yeah,
hooping with the boys, mate. It's you know you're totally right. It is, and even their outside backs like Crichton, like literally could have played in the NBL. They're just athletically so impressive. Just back to the Roosters, I think. If Robson was sitting here saying, like, I don't know what the issue is, I don't know what's going on, I would be concerned. But we have to remember, Robson at the start of the season was saying, defensively, we're not anywhere near where we were a couple of years ago. Mm. Or not anywhere near. We're not near where we were a couple of years ago. And, like, I think the fact that Robson was calling that before the season started gives me a lot of comfort because it says he's aware of where they're at. Whereas if it was coming into the season and saying, you know, we're ready and, you know, we're really going to make a push, and then they come out and do this, you'd be like, there's a disconnect here. He's not aware of the problems. But I think Robson is quite, like, really aware of their shortcomings and where he needs to fix it. So although they're not where we all thought they would be this year, I think maybe last year it kind of, we thought, well, because they've got those injuries and they did what they did, this year they're going to be incredible. I think maybe we overestimated that a little bit. And to be fair, they're still sitting, what? They're sitting six, I think.
It's incredible.
So they say are currently, I mean, they've dropped to seventh. But before this week, they were fourth.
Yeah.
And seventh is, they're on 12 points. So they're only a win behind fourth place, which is pretty incredible considering, you know, where they're at. What is amazing, though, is that the Rabbitohs are on 10 points and they're in the eight. With the year that they've had, which is pretty incredible.
Yeah.
So look, Roosters fans, I think that it's pretty obvious now. I think we can all kind of agree that there is a mini rebuild happening, a re-identification of who they are as a club. Because when you really look at their results since the back-to-back finals, they haven't really been the same side. And they lost Cooper Cronk. Like, again, we're going back to, we talk about the Storm and losing Smith and Cronk. The Roosters lost Cooper Cronk. Before Cooper Cronk, they couldn't even get past the prelim. So that's a big loss. It's a big loss. So I think they're in a bit of a mini rebuild. I think Sam Walker is still showing signs of really, really high quality footy. So I wouldn't worry at all if I'm Roosters fans.
I think as well, since losing Cooper, like Radley's just been in and out of this team.
Yeah.
And they have to change their entire structures from when Radley's in to when he's out. I reckon that is make it very, and it's going to make it very tough for them again, because they're going to have to now when Radley does come back. What's he out for, 6 weeks? Are we going to look at him walking back in around 18, around 19?
Yeah.
And they're going to have to sort of change things a little bit again.
And what hasn't helped that is that their like-for-like replacement of Radley, which they're obviously prepared for, is Connor Watson to slot in at lock. And all right, you lose a lot, but you get a similar, smaller, more nimble ball-playing lock. Because Verrills was gone, Watson's had to play hooker, so they played Takiaho at lock, which is not the modern-day lock that we're seeing successful teams go with. So, you know, not the injury worries that other teams have had, but that's a significant one, isn't it?
And during the week, they wanted to play Butcher there, but then Tupanua got ruled out. So he got shoved out to the edge. So there's a lot of moving pieces there.
And I will say that, you know, maybe them recruiting a guy like Cheese is evidence that they are trying to move towards a more explosive, fast forward pack. Because he like the Cheese is very similar to a lot of those Panthers boys. He's super explosive. He's super fast and he's strong as anything. Very athletic. And so I wonder if that's going to really help bring some impact to their forward pack. You know, like I think when you look at guys like Hargreaves and Tokiaho, they're like the grindy, gritty, tough veterans. But they're not like Tokiaho was, you know, and he still has moments here and there. But Hargreaves, for example, like he is just the old school kind of timeless forward front rower.
So he's not going to be there next year, Tokiaho?
No, he's gone overseas.
Does Cheese definitely play hooker? Are we getting to a point where they might need to use him as a middle?
It's interesting. It's really interesting what they're going to do. You know, or does he play 13 and...
What do you do with Rads, though? Then
do you put Rads on an edge? I don't know. I mean, Rads is an incredible 13, but I'm just trying to work out where you put Cheese, you know? You put him at 9 and then you have Connor on the bench. And anyway, interesting. Very, very interesting. Roosters fans, it's going to sound like a cop-out, but you just played a team that is a step above the comp right now. They're truly just a step above the comp. Yeah. Nothing you can do about that. Panthers, we'll talk about them quickly. Wow.
They're pretty good.
Pretty fucking good. What about them Panthers? Isaiah Yeo is just taking his game to a whole nother level. Nathan Cleary kicked for 600 metres. Jerome Luai scoring 2 tries. Then you've got the outside backs. None of them, not a single outside back ran for less than 150 metres. Fuck. How do you defend that shit?
Some teams don't have backs that go for 150 metres a week. Like.
Yeah. 4 of the 5, 175 metres plus. And the 150 metres one was Brian Toto.
Yeah.
He's the best meter eater in the game.
Literally. Mate, incredible. Like that just... Whatever decision they made 2 years ago to just change things up, I can't remember a time that's just paid such big dividends. Like, they are truly a powerhouse now. There's just no denying it. We're in our third year, and in the three-year period, they've maybe lost 4 games. That's insane.
And you have a look at all the stars. None of them they've brought from elsewhere.
No, all developed there.
They brought Capewell from Cronulla, but
Appy was the top, like everything changed when Appy came to the club. Now, I don't say it was just Appy, but outside of that, and Appy actually, he played at the Panthers.
He started there,
so it is developed. No, it's
Dally M Medals, second row of the year, Scott Sorensen.
Mate, how good's he been?
Killing it.
Fuck, he brings impact. The line break outside Isaiah Yeo, that was incredible running.
I had random stats guy on the podcast last week, and I think he said that he's won something like 25 games in a row when he's come off the bench, Sorensen.
Wow.
And good, I think he's started 3 or 4, and I think they've lost those games. Fuck, which is crazy.
Mate, look, Panthers just look incredible. They're a powerhouse, and I said it week after week, I say it, but they're essentially becoming the Storm, but they have the biggest nursery of rugby league in the country. That is what is scary here. They have the whole of Penrith looking at Penrith right now going, I'm dreaming of playing at Penrith, which is scary because most of the best talent is out in Western Sydney.
Mate, I think the thing that makes them even more impressive, all the stuff you said is spot on as well. They're also a club that has shown they can have fuck-ups off the field and they just deal with it.
Yeah.
Melbourne's always been very in-house. You never heard anything from down there. You know, we've had the TikToks. We've had all this shit that's happened out at Penrith. They don't care.
Yeah, they're different breed.
They just get on with the job.
They're just different, man, honestly. The way, like, you know, the criticism they cop now, and it hasn't changed them one bit. They don't give a fuck. They're just like, we are who we are. And if you want to hate on us, we don't care. We're still winning, and we're still loving life.
Even like the Kikau saga, like for him to sign with another club and have that photo come out, all this media attention, it's like it didn't happen. They had the grand final celebration that week, and they were G'ing him up at it.
Yeah.
It just doesn't – nothing rattles them.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, Panthers fan, every week we say it, fucking enjoy it.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.